Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. I do appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guests, I got good guests across the way. They have committed, and I think they're going to do it because it's been 6 months since the last time I saw them the first time. Last time I saw Michelle the first time, anyway. They have committed to doing this monthly. We're going to talk about the things going on out at Frontier. It's really an interesting combination here between Frontier Community College and the Fairfield Memorial Hospital. And last month, they had their first seminar out there at Frontier, and we're going to talk about how that went as well as what's coming up, and it is a monthly deal. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the marketing director for Fairfield Memorial Hospital and Horizon Healthcare, Michelle Ward. How you doing, Michelle? Yeah, go ahead.
Clap for myself.
Applaud for yourself.
We're lacking the crowd.
I got to tell you.
You need like that
music. I've got sound effects.
I've got sound effects.
Yeah. I had a sound effect the other day, and I was looking at it, and it was, how would you want it? Do you want a roaring crowd, or would you? There was one for like 10 people. There was 10 people applauding. There was like 30 people applauding.
Oh, I think we need a roaring crowd because we're pretty like, woo, like, you know, it's all about like activity and
I love
excitement.
The
and
exactly
like we're
right.
Changing lots of lives. So, yeah,
exactly
we need
right.
The roaring crowd.
Exactly right. That's Michelle Ward. She's already hyped up on coffee today. And next to her.
Drink coffee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm high on life.
She's high on life. That's exactly right. Next to her, also high on life, please welcome Lou Carl. He's the adjunct professor out there at Frontier Community College.
Luke,
yes. Woo.
I was thinking I could get like a little golf clap in, you know. Like,
you are? I've got that too. I can get that
classy,
too.
Very classy.
Yeah, there you
just
go.
Nice quiet little clap.
Nice quiet little. You made the clap basically that tells you, yeah, I just made my 1 foot putt.
That's right.
Cam from T-Town. I'm thinking more like the roaring crowd as we, you know, hit the 3-pointer.
Oh, here we go.
You know.
Here we go. Oh, by the way, before we get going,
like
then you brought it up. Before we get going, you got a big game tonight.
Yes.
The girls play against Newton.
I haven't lived in T-Town in many years.
Yeah, but you have spies.
I usually hear about, like, hey, we're going to stay. I'm like, woo, yeah, that's great. So I
my
don't
question
know all the players.
Is, my question is, are you going to send people, are you going to send both boys and girls basketball teams to state again this year?
I don't know.
It's been a long time since that happened.
It's been a while. It was actually high school. I think it was 95.
Yeah,
the last time we went.
It happened before that, like in 86 or 86.
My brother was on the 86 team.
Was he really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, my oldest brother.
That was a good team.
And then
they won, right?
Yes, yeah. Both boys and girls won.
Yeah.
Yeah, state. It was pretty awesome.
So they've got Newton tonight. Have they the T-Town girls play Newton tonight at Newton? That's going to be a little tricky business there, Michelle.
It's, you know, okay, so the mindset of T-Town,
here
we're
comes.
Really getting off the topic.
Go ahead,
here,
that's
but,
fine.
But the mindset of T-Town, and I think this is where when they walk on the court, they walk on to win. And that's just their mindset. Like, we're going out to win.
It's just what
they're
doing.
You win at
it's
life
business.
Every day. And I think that's something, you know, it's like a whole personal development thing they do with those students. And it's more than just basketball up there. I mean, they have amazing academics.
Yeah.
And it's always about, like, we're going to go out and we're going to provide our absolute best and we're going to walk away with the win. It's just, it's already there in their mindset. And when you do that as a person, it just.
Weez and I talked about it yesterday also. Did you see the bus wreck? Have you seen the video of the bus wreck?
Yes.
Harrowing. The only word I could think about it is harrowing. And, you know, and they come out on the day after the bus wreck, the boys. They play on Saturday night at home against Marshall. Marshall's a good team. They were state ranked earlier in the year. They've got a Division I point guard. And they're a good team. And you beat them by 40. Is that the mindset thing doing that
it's
too?
It's all about mindset. And what was interesting, I believe one of the coach's daughters was one of the injured cheerleaders, I believe. And he was headed to, with the eighth grade boys, I believe he's the eighth grade coach, was headed to them to state the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, talk about the mindset, even like the coach dealing with like his daughter and the accident. And then, so it's all about, you know, we're overcomers. Essentially, you overcome every day, and no matter what adversity is thrown at you,
all right, let's
take off. So now you know why we do what we do. So now you know why the hospital does amazing things, because that's part of the hospital mindset at the hospital. And then we got Luke at the college, and I'm going to tell you, he may be from Fairfield. I'll give that to him. He's an athlete, okay? So he's an athlete at heart. And I'm going
to
tell you,
a little bit closer to your mouth.
You know, just working with Luke for a very short amount of time, he does have that same mindset. And it's not just something that T-Town has. It's something that you're taught, and, you know, I applaud his parents.
There you go.
They did a great job. You know, and his coaches in the past that helped him with this. But,
well, wonderful. Yeah. I know his parents, too.
So when I met him, I'm like, he thinks like a T-Town person.
I'm not sure Luke knows how to think about it.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Good thing. It's a compliment.
It's a compliment. Luke, tell me about you guys had your first big seminar last month. Tell me about the first big seminar. How'd it go? This is the combination of the hospital and the college, right?
Right. Yeah. This the first one, we had about 30 people show up.
That's pretty good.
That's I was very pleased.
Hour-long seminar, wasn't it?
Hour-long, 15-minute intervals of speakers. Pretty good timing for, you know, allowing the speakers to have time to actually talk without going over to where people lose interest. So I thought everyone was engaged the whole entire time. I had probably 4 people stick around afterwards to talk to me about, you know, maybe futuristic speaking or actual joining the Bobcat Den, or, you know, interested in different services between the two, between the Frontier and the hospital. But I had multiple people stick around and just bring ideas to me that, you know, I had a guy stick around and was talking to me about, you know, organic gardening.
Really?
Yeah. And he was just giving me this whole spiel from Sisney. I guess there's this organic place in Sisney that sells organic food, similar to what our aim was with the Frontier Perks food. But he was just stuck around for probably 20 minutes just talking to me about
this. You had to push him out the door?
Pretty much.
That's a good thing.
What was the subject last month? I'm trying to recall.
You know, kind of weight loss, you know, focusing on just, you know, the physical health.
Oh, yeah, it was resolutions.
New Year, new you, resolutions. We did New Year's resolutions, didn't we? How to be successful with that. Yeah, so we had Whitney Buckles out there. She did an awesome
The
deal.
Dietitian.
Yeah, the dietitian. She was amazing. We love Whitney. She talked about intuitive eating. That was really good.
Yeah, I got to tell you that she was here. You know, she was here last month when we talked about this, and I still don't know if I understand. I need to go talk to her. I'm still confused about that.
Hey, you know what? If you go get your blood pressure taken tomorrow morning between 8 and 10, they're
Where's
doing
that?
Blood pressures at the medical arts complex, front entrance in the hospital. You have the opportunity to win a free consult with our dietitian.
Is that right?
And a lab testing.
How about that?
So there you go. We'll get your blood figured out, and we'll get you all hooked up with a, you know,
plan.
The
thing is, the tough part is Michelle, I'm perfect in every way.
Well, that's right. But we can all improve because, you know, this is the shoe mindset of
here it goes. There's talking about the shoe mindset.
Improvement, right? Like, because we need to improve every day. Better today than we were yesterday. That's all what I always say.
What do you guys have? I'd love to get away from the shoe mindset first. Tell me about the organic. I want to know about the organic, the thoughts of that.
I was very intrigued by his conversation. I'm intrigued too.
This is interesting.
I wish I would have took notes because I couldn't remember exactly what he said, but it was almost like an indoor tank that they had growing.
Like to grow healthy lettuce or something like that? Or
healthy
tomatoes?
Lettuce, yep. Lettuce was the big thing. Tomatoes, I forget. Just
radishes?
I don't remember what all he said, but they had tanks indoors that they would grow, and like universities are doing this now, and I had no idea about it either. But they're pretty well just putting stuff indoors, and then they're just picking it off and, you know, using it for whatever. They're using it for scientific experiments. You're using it for actual selling in their food markets inside the
usually store. College kids think about hydroponics. They're thinking about something else.
Right.
Just a joke. I'm just terrible.
I am terrible.
It was Whitney Buckles at that meeting, and you spoke at the meeting too, right, Luke?
Right, yeah. I kind of went over some of the new fitness services that the Bobcat Den offered, as well as just some different ways to improve physical activity without having to go to a gym. Because I know gyms can be intimidating to some people, especially going for the first time.
They really can. And in the middle of winter, you always wonder if you're if you're going to lose, you get out of shape because you don't get to walk as much and you're just not outside as much.
Right. So that's that's what the fitness classes actually kind of help aid with that, because a lot of people don't know what to do and they can go with a buddy or something like that and then come to the fitness class and actually have someone tell them exactly what to do. It's in an enclosed area and then they can leave. Obviously, there was a lot of people that came in to the gym as well with the new services.
Uh-huh.
And but, you know, having that exercise program that we write for them helps with that as well. That way they're not, you know, just going in there and being on their own. They actually get
not aimlessly walking around the gym going,
keep
you
folks interested, and instead of wandering around the gym and just looking at machines,
right?
Which I've done too. That's it happens.
It happens.
It, not just me. It happens to everybody. You get a little off.
You always do better when you have a plan.
You get off center.
If you don't plan, you plan to fail.
Listen to her. I bet that's another shoe deal. I'll bet. I'm talking with Michelle Ward along with Lou Carl. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk about the next seminar coming up out at Frontier Community College with the combination of the hospital and the college. It's just a marriage made in heaven, if you ask me, as well as they're providing some meals out there at the Bobcat Den. We'll get to all that when we return on the Bruce Dickey Show. You are listening to WFIW-FM 104.9 FM and AM 1390. Back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. I just shocked Michelle Ward. How about that?
No, I didn't, did I? Nothing shocks that comes up.
No, that's probably true. I've got Michelle Ward here. She's the marketing director out there at the Fairfield Memorial Hospital, along with Lou Carl, adjunct professor at Frontier Community College. And they have coming up on Tuesday, February 21st, a health education ceremony. How about a seminar? That's what I get for reading while I'm trying to talk. A seminar at 6 p.m. And tell me what this one's about. What's this big seminar? Last month was about New Year's resolution. Now we're in February. So it clearly is about...
the heart.
The heart. Especially after Valentine's Day. Oh,
yeah. Let's see. Okay, so...
heart health mainly.
Our hearts beating.
Get
here,
the hearts beating. Here we go.
So, Carla Dunahay, who is a physical therapy assistant, and she kind of takes care of our cardiac rehab at the hospital. She's going to come and talk just about cardiac rehab and what it is. All right.
It's a slow process for the most part, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, because when somebody has an episode.
Yeah,
for want of another term. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it depends on whatever the particular episode is, but it's a struggle. I mean, I worked with a gal that took 6-8 weeks just to get back to walk around and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a process. So she's going to talk to us, you know, what cardiac rehab is, and then, of course, she's going to talk about the risk factors of heart disease. And then she's going to do some demo exercises.
She's going to demonstrate
some exercise.
She's going to demonstrate stuff.
Yes. She's going to demonstrate her exercises.
Like what? What are some, I mean, can you?
Well, could, exercises
I gotta
to go
you,
from.
I got to tell you, you look at the machines out there at the Bobcat Den. I mean, maybe they're all good for your heart, but you don't have something that, you know, that's like. Pulling one pack up higher than the other, you know, like you see The Rock do or something. Even though that's close to the heart, but that really doesn't affect the heart.
No, a lot of times they use like ellipticals. They do have a treadmill in there for walking. But she's going to talk to us about how to go from a sedentary situation, you know, after a heart episode.
Sure.
You know, and then working it up, your heart to get stronger.
You got to work your way that
and
direction.
And they monitor and everything, you know, as they do this with our patients. And then she's also going to talk a little bit about walking and how to work, you know, from, you know, doing these exercises into walking. It's going to be a good little presentation that Carla's going to do. I'm excited about it.
How much time is she going to spend on that?
Probably 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Probably 20 minutes. She may go a little longer. I'm going to let her take the floor, and then once she finishes, then I'm going to do a little bit about natural things you can do with heart health, too.
Really?
Yep.
Natural things.
Natural things.
See, now, we were just talking about organic farming and stuff in the last segment. What kind of natural things are you talking about? This is off topic, isn't it?
This is a little off topic, but this is goes to using essential oils or doing other things that you can do to support your body to promote a good heart health.
I was thinking more like the organic eating lettuce.
Absolutely, well,
eating
that's all part of it.
It
all starts with the diet, honestly.
Really,
a lot of it does. Yes, diet and exercise, and you know, Carla's really going to cover a lot of the exercise. So we'll kind of cover some of the other things that you can do on the side.
So you get to basically listen.
To reduce stress. You know, stress is hard in the heart, right?
Really?
Oh my gosh! Yes.
I guess it is, but I mean, a lot
blood
of people.
Pressure,
but
your
a lot
blood
of people,
up.
A lot of people thrive on stress. They love it.
I don't know anybody loves stress, but okay.
No?
I mean, I strive when you know I get stressed out. You know, of course, there's things, but it's how you manage
thrive
it.
On it. I mean, that's what I guess that's cool. I didn't really think about it.
Some people even become debilitated from stress, though.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, you think about it.
Like
so
panic attacks,
out.
You mean, or something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah, lots of anxiousness and, you know, nervousness. And
well, see, now we're talking about Luke again.
Anxiety.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
Laugh at the joke, Luke. It's a joke.
It's because he eats a good, okay, like I always go back to your gut, your second brain. He eats healthy and he exercises, which reduces his stress load. So why would he have anxiety, right?
Well, you got a point. She does make a good point.
Well, and he's not married. He doesn't have kids yet. So.
There you go. Now, that's even better.
There's a real reason I don't have anxiety.
You know, that's right there. I think that's where, you know, a lot of mamas, you know, we end up with anxiousness over kids.
And where's this going to be?
This is going to be held at the hospital this time.
Okay.
You know, Luke,
are you going to go back and forth?
We're going to go back and forth. Yeah. So we started at the college, and then we're going to go to the hospital. So every other month will be at each location. We're going to have it in the Medical Arts Complex Community Education Room.
You haven't come up with a new name for that yet, have you?
Would we have a new name?
It's a 9-letter acronym, for crying out loud.
The Medical Arts Complex.
The Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts
Complex.
And then
we have a community education room in there.
It's nine words. I guess that's just a radio.
If we change
thing.
The name of it now, like they got
nobody
out.
Would know. I
well,
guess.
We don't have to give an address because they know in the Medical Arts Complex. You know, everybody knows it's the new building at the hospital.
Yeah, I guess that's
and
true.
The community education room. Well, duh, that's where we provide education and help.
How about the Mac at the hospital?
Well, we actually so the memos.
You like that?
You can attach Mac on anything.
Put
people
Mac
are interested.
On anything.
Well, okay, so we do in all of our memos at the hospital. We call it the Mac,
do you?
The Mac Education Room.
It just
but we can't do that for the public until they catch on.
Say it yourself, then, and we'll be able to get it out.
Okay,
there.
So Mac at Education
the Mac
Room
community, the Mac Kerr Community Education Room. Now that doesn't work.
I don't like the Kerr. Yeah. We got to work on the branding of that a little
bit.
So,
all right. So that's where the seminar is going to be at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. What is that, the 21st?
23rd, I believe, wasn't it? 21st. You're right. It's 21st.
Tuesday the 21st.
Now you get me confused.
Well, I didn't mean to. Too much. Not too much anyway.
Not on purpose.
Maybe
a little bit.
Just a little on purpose. And this isn't something that folks need to RSVP for, is
just
it?
Just show up.
Yeah.
Show up, come, we'll plan and prepare for you.
You know, and the kind of the connection to the college here, probably a little bit, Luke, is that this is probably not vital, but it could be proved to be helpful for a lot of the nursing students and some of the classes that you have out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the nursing, the phlebotomy, and then the health informatics program, which just ties into our something that we're going to do in April, the Spring into Health Fair that we're going to do. We're actually
it's Ferris wheel.
What's that?
Going to have Ferris wheel?
Yeah, Spring into Health Ferris wheel. Yeah,
that's cool.
but we're going to partner with the hospital once again, but that'll allow our nursing students and our phlebotomy students to actually get hands-on experience with their supervision. So that's
at that Saturday morning. We're going to hold the health fair from 7:30. We said till 11.
We'll get to that here in a little bit because that's in April.
Subjects,
that's in April.
That.
I want to make sure that we get a good crowd here for the thing next week. On the 31st, pardon me, the 21st. See, I just confused myself. There is no February 31st.
February 21st, Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, we will be in the MAC Education Room at the hospital.
And as I understand, the Frontier not providing speakers this time. This is all the hospital show this time, right?
That is, unless she sweet talks me into giving a little segment on something I can.
You know,
come
you
up
could do that
her.
Right here.
Right here.
The negotiation could take place right here.
Negotiation is going to take place. Luke, I believe you should come out and talk about how the Bobcat Den could offer. I mean, essentially, what they're doing out there is going to help with heart health.
Fitness and heart health.
Fitness.
There you
know.
Go. There, she just made the offer, Luke.
Just
how about,
get a good spin on that.
She just made the offer, Luke. Now, do you want time to think about it, or should we separate
or
you?
We could get Denise Hilliard out. Maybe she could do like a little yoga.
Yoga.
Piece.
How about that?
You know, a little. Maybe she could do a meditation before we get started to get all of our hearts calmed. Ooh, that would be fun.
I like the thought.
I like
see, there's a. We're throwing
there,
all
there
kinds.
There might be a class.
Brainstorming. Just brainstorming. Coming up with new ideas.
We're brainstorming on
Denise
the air.
Denise is gonna get me because she probably has a yoga class.
Yeah, Denise is already busy on the next Tuesday.
Yeah,
night.
Yeah,
you know
she may be
she
teaching
is.
Her other yoga
and,
classes.
And heck, Luke's probably busy going to a basketball game or something like that. No,
he's got to show up to these.
Oh, yeah.
Eating cinnamon rolls or something.
Yeah,
sitting out there smoking
right.
cigarettes or something.
Yeah, I'll be outside, eating McDonald's, smoking cigarettes while we're talking about heart health.
Well, make sure you stay. You can't do that on hospital campus because we are a smoke-free campus. But
I like the thought, though.
Yeah.
I'll be their next patient if I keep it up like that.
That's true.
He's all talk now. Yeah.
The seminar the seminar coming up is next Tuesday. It's Tuesday, February 21st. And it's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Fairfield Memorial Hospital MAC Community Education Room, right?
You got it.
Right?
Yeah. I love it.
I'm good at that. No reservations necessary. It's going to focus on heart health, and that's a good thing right now in the month of February. We'll be back. We're going to talk about the other more recent development between the Fairfield Memorial Hospital and the Frontier Community College. which is very exciting. It's taking place out at the Bobcat Den. You are listening here to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois, 104.9. We'll be back talking a little bit more about that after these. Folks, welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. It's 9:45, 45 degrees outside, and my guests across the way are Michelle Ward. She's the marketing director at Fairfield Memorial Hospital, as well as Lou Carl. He's the adjunct professor, one of the adjunct professors out there at Frontier Community College, in charge of all kinds of things. And one of the things, Luke, that you're in charge of, or presumably in charge of, is out there at the Bobcat Den. You have new things going on out there all the time, don't you?
Yeah.
What's new inside the den now? You got Julie coming in, right?
Oh, yeah. Julie, if you don't know who she is, she was the one who owned and ran Gemini.
Julie McGill.
Yep. She is now out at the coffee house, Frontier Perks, 3 days a week, typically Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Making coffees, selling food, stuff like that. We also have our food services that was brought to us by Fairfield Memorial Hospital.
This was new. We didn't get a chance to talk about it last month. Tell me what's going on. Yeah. What is the hospital providing you folks to sell?
We have wraps. We've also done some sandwiches on croissants. We have soups, fruit, salads, and that's pretty well the main ones we have. We substitute stuff in. Yeah, lunch stuff. We also have yogurt and fruit that people come and get breakfast because that's only $1. You can get coffee and
I got to tell you, I was astonished by the pricing on all of it, tell you the truth.
It's super cheap.
Super cheap. Super cheap. It's perfect for students.
Right, yeah. I mean, if you're on a budget, which most college students are,
yeah.
It's great for them. $2.50 for a sandwich and, you know, $3 for a pretty nice large salad, and $1 for a fruit cup, $1 for a yogurt cup. It's pretty cheap.
How's that been working?
We've sold out pretty well every day. The goal originally was to order every other day. So order Monday and then order Wednesday from the hospital, go get it, and then it would last us 2 days. More times than not, that's not been the case. It's not lasted us that long. We've typically had to order pretty well every day. We've had a few occasions where that's not been the case, where we've actually had the food last for 2 days, but most of the time it's every day.
Well, the thing is, that ensures, Michelle, also that it's always fresh, too, and it's always going to be good for coming from the hospital.
Right.
I've been out there a couple of times, and they were I was able to find something I like to eat. Everything's good, but they were sold out of a couple of the things I wanted to at that time. Like chicken salad sells out. Because right. chicken salad at the hospital is really good.
It is very good. I know this week at the hospital, I think it was this week or last, but we had the mandarin orange salad.
Oh, really?
Holy cow.
Was that the Chinese mandarin orange thing? April sent me the the menu, the special.
Yes. Yeah, that it was so good. Yeah. I sent her a text, and I was like, wow, it was yum. The dressing was perfect on it. It was good stuff. So, and I know some of those same products are being taken to the college, and I'm telling you, you can't get any better. You can't beat the price of it for sure. We worked with them to make sure that it was affordable so these college students would have good, healthy food to eat right there at their fingertips.
It's also, Luke, it's kind of been forcing your hand a little bit into making the place be open a little bit more often now, aren't
you? Which is fine by me. We want it to be open to accommodate anyone and everyone. So, you know, we're open 7 to 9 during the week. We're looking to hopefully push that over to the weekend. Not Sundays, but outside of that, push it open to stay that long.
7 a.m. to 9 p.m.?
Yep, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Is that right? I didn't realize. Is that, and the coffee shop is open that long, too?
So it's, the coffee shop's not open that long. It runs from 7 to 4:30.
Okay. And how's the... you've moved the gear sale over there now too, haven't you? The Frontier Bobcat stuff. How's that going?
It is going well. That will actually go. We're actually working on a website for the athletic program right now. That's looking to be finished within the month, and all that stuff will also be available online. Now we want to encourage people to come to the Bobcat Den in order to
look at stuff.
To look at stuff, shop
try
around.
Stuff on.
Yeah, and then plus, you know, a lot of people haven't been. There's still a lot of people haven't been out there. See the equipment. See what's out there. See the food. See the coffee house, because it's a pretty cool environment, really. I mean, it's all been renovated. We've actually found some movie posters and stuff like that we're looking to hang up because it used to be a movie theater.
Sure.
There's about 1,200 of them that we need to go through. Probably going to get
you have 1,200 movie posters?
1,200 movie posters.
Sounds like a fundraising event.
I was going
to
say, do you need a hand looking through those things?
Right,
are they all rolled up or are they all straight?
They're all rolled up.
How are they stored? Okay.
Yeah. Well, not all of them are rolled up. Some of the more popular ones are not rolled up, but most of them are rolled up.
1,200 movie posters.
1,200 movie posters.
The guy left 1,200
I couldn't believe it. And the things that are the...
you need to call American Pickers.
Yeah. And then the film rolls that they play the film
Don't
on.
Mention those. Sorry. Don't mention those.
Sorry.
I know somebody who's really interested in those. I don't know if you guys are going to sell those or if you're going to use those for decoration.
We thought about turning them into light fixtures.
Really?
Yeah, and hanging them up, which was actually an original plan whenever they were building the coffee shop. Kind of ran low on funds, and so they kind of got rid of the project. But now we're actually generating quite a bit of revenue, and we have people on campus that can actually build them with the construction tech program. Gives them cool.
See, now it's too
That's
late.
Too cool.
Doggone it. It's too late. They're going to be decoration pieces inside the coffee shop instead of inside my home. I mean,
this individual person's
yeah. home.
I got plenty of them. I can probably sneak a couple to you.
We were out there, and we saw those things on the ground. And
they're pretty neat.
The person I was with was very excited.
Yeah,
about that.
I might be able to
thing.
Slip a couple to you.
We're not on the radio. Nobody's hearing this.
With a slight large donation.
Yeah, it's
going to
take
the foundation.
It's take a donation to the foundation. I can do that. Buy a T-shirt and pay too much money for it. Maybe I guess something like
there
that.
There you go. There could be a deal made maybe for those high rollers that want to
for the high rollers. Yeah,
who would like to contribute to
I suspect that's
causes.
True. You're having to order food every day now, then, huh?
For the most part, we're still working on it's the pilot study still, so we're still working on kind of logistics of it. So we don't want to have to go and order from them every day. We'd rather order more and just have it instead of calling them short notice and stuff like that. So
easier on both sides, isn't it?
Right. It is. It would be. And so we're evaluating constantly doing, what we need to buy, how much we need to buy. And so what's popular, what's not been selling so well. That way we can kind of get a gauge for the next, for the end of the pilot study. So we can actually,
how is the environment out there at the Bobcat Den now with there's still construction going on next door at the baseball diamond.
Right.
But, is it becoming more of a campus style environment? Certainly than it more than it used to be, I guess, right?
Yeah, oh, certainly. There's a lot of students that come out and study now, especially the athletes. They use the lounge to do study groups and stuff like that. So it's constantly being used there, and then we're having, you know, employees having members of the community come out and just hang out in the coffee shop, eat or drink coffee.
Yeah, there was a good crowd when we were in there the other
pretty
day.
Pretty decent crowd that comes out. We've had a group of, like, teachers and guidance counselors come out a couple times. And then, then there's also an increasing crowd using the Bobcat Den fitness facilities as well. We have about 250 active members.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Which is up a lot since just December.
Really?
Like, pretty close to 200%.
Well, it's kind of like that seminar last month. It was the New Year's resolution.
Right.
Now the key is, I guess, to hold those people, keep them coming, right?
Right, keep them coming.
Yeah, keep them past that first 3 months of the year, the first quarter. You know, because if they keep going after the first quarter, then you know you've got...
But we're constantly introducing new services, and we got some new ideas in the making that we're looking to push forward, you know, toward working into summertime. We don't want to just, you know, offer these new things and then just kind of maintain it and wait for it to go out. We constantly want to, you know, keep innovating, keep improving. That way we can keep people active and keep people coming.
Did you want to mention the I know that the ball schedule's been out. I've seen it. The Bobcat baseball was supposed to have a first game in March, but I guess I hadn't received the press notice till you just told me a little bit ago. Can we mention that? Is that all right? You'd have to back the first home game back, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we'll send out an official schedule. That way everyone can stay on track with this. The schedule's not finalized yet. It will be by the end of this week. Hopefully tomorrow I got one more school to finish up on. But we're going to not play any home games in the month of March for baseball.
Right.
On the baseball field. We need to give the grass about another month to fully develop, and then the backstop to be fully completed. We need to really just to leave March alone for all the construction. And then our first game, which will be our dedication game, will be on April 4th, and that is against Wabash. It's a big rival school. Big rival school, as well as, you know, one of our partners
IECC,
in IECC.
Yeah.
They're also ranked number 14 in the nation right now.
Oh, really?
And
what is that, NJCAA Division II?
Division One.
Division One. Okay, yeah. We're Division One baseball.
Right. Our conference is the number two conference in the nation, actually. Most people don't know that. Most people think local ball, and it's not very high competition, but it is. Our conference sends multiple people to big D1 schools, big 10 schools, big 12 schools, and so we've also had many people go get scouted and try out.
Well, that's the
play,
thing. Even though Frontier baseball and softball, Frontier baseball in particular, has only had one fall season, you've already got a player or two out there that are getting some looks, aren't you?
Yeah, we got one who's getting recruited by the University of Louisville, Western Kentucky, and then University of Evansville.
It's got to make you feel good, doesn't it?
It does, because it's pretty early, and that does make us feel pretty good. We always, our goal is to send them on. It's our goal is not to keep them as long
sure.
as possible.
Sure.
Our goal is to make them successful, and that's what we want to do.
Well, isn't that, Michelle, really the – see, here we're bringing it back around. Isn't that really the goal of the attitude change that you're talking about? The
Absolutely.
Attitude. Now, I'm not going to use shoe attitude again, ever, in my life.
Attitude.
No, but the mindset, the success mindset, right, Michelle? And that's what the seminars are all about, right?
Right, yes. It's all about making a change so you're better tomorrow than you were yesterday, or today than you were yesterday. So keep working towards the next day and improving every day. So I'm excited. I'm really excited about the cardiac rehab presentation. That's going to be amazing.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed earlier in the show, the cardiac rehab seminar is going to be next Tuesday at the Fairfield Memorial Hospital MAC, Medical Arts Complex. Thank you. I'm close. Medical Arts Complex, the community education room out there in the MAC. And
6 p.m.
next Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and it sounds like it's going to be outstanding. Carla Dunahay, the proctor, I guess, right?
That's correct. And so, just a reminder, we're doing these monthly, so we want to plug that it's the third Tuesday of every month. We're alternating between the hospital and the college.
Getting a good habit, right?
And getting a good habit. That's right. Yeah, we're creating consistency for you to, you know, provide you regular education every single month. So, you know, this month is cardiac. Next month we're going to focus on sleep and how sleep can affect mental health.
That's perfect for me for March.
Yeah, well, we're not gonna, we don't want you to sleep through it, but
I might sleep through
Becky August, one of our counselors at the hospital, is going to do that talk. I think it'll be very, very good. And then, the following month, we're going to...
April, you've got big stuff coming on.
Yeah, we've got the big stuff coming on. And the 22nd is our Spring into Health Fair. And I know, Luke, we just want to mention that we're going to have a softball tournament following the health fair, too.
So, really?
Yeah, it's going to be a full day of really wonderful, healthy stuff.
Well, that is a big day. I tell you what, it sounds like a lot going on both at the hospital and at the FCC. Luke, thanks for coming out.
Yep, thanks for having me, Bruce.
Michelle, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
See y'all real soon. That is the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Have a wonderful day, ladies and gentlemen.